You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is a banner day. It's a banner day, people, because we have a last man standing, Rico. Piece by piece, brick by brick, this show has kind of found its footing. And today, there is only one doubter left on this show as it relates to your Motor City Kitties, because Kenny Cott has decided no more just the tip. He's going all in.
He crossed over.
Because right now, Kenny's up to his balls in Tiger baseball. Last night was the night that Kenny consummated his relationship with this baseball team. Stop trying to be pragmatic. Stop being worried about being hurt. And Kenny fell into their bed. And Kenny woke up today, and, well, they were still there. Kenny has crossed over to our side. I don't want to hear about Fangraphs. I can't make sense of any of it, and I've stopped trying the last 2 weeks. Last night, oh, we're just going to strand every runner. Right. Oh, bases loaded, one out, one pitch. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, how about a balk into a broken bat single? We're just going to go ahead and win that way. Guys, it finally won Kenny over. Kenny is joining you and I to say, right here now, I don't need Fangraphs. We have Rico Graphs. And the Rico Graphs are impressive.
Because I have a black...
I say the Tigers are 51% in, 49% out.
Oh.
The Rico Graph is 51%. The Fan Graph is 20. Tell me you don't believe my Rico Graph number. Tell me, after last night.
The 10th inning. Should tell you everything that you wanted to... Because I'm like, wait. A balk, like he's been doing this every pitch. Why was this pitch any different?
Okay. They get every break.
Fine.
They make every pitch.
Yes.
Don't figure it out. Just don't bother.
Yeah. And then even in not even their games, but Cleveland strands the bases loaded in the ninth. And you win the game. And it didn't help them out, but the Twins, I thought they were gonna hit
you
a grand
slam. You thought
they
were gonna gag. I know what you're
saying. I'm like, okay. Is this really about to happen?
It feels
like watching them, yeah, they're just doing it with bits and pieces of the bullpen coming in.
They're doing the opposite of what their intent was.
Yes.
They sold at the deadline and started load managing their Cy Young pitcher with a 0.3% chance of getting in the playoffs. Look at where you are now. None of this is by design. It's why sports is fun.
And what gets me, Mike, is... And I know it seems like it's going to last forever. It won't, but no. Every time they go to the bullpen, it seems like it's the right move, that it's the right person.
Everything's the right move. Hey, it's Wensiel Perez out of mothballs double. Hey, it's Shelby Miller, whose splits don't make any sense because he's a righty who lefties can't hit. One pitch, I'm out of here. Bob Massey. Right. Like, here's my question. If you don't believe today... Why and when? Kenny had his moment last night.
Come see that black.
Kenny had his moment. Kenny was a doubter. Now Kenny joins me and Rico of submitting to the voodoo. It's clear where Joe Boo's rum is. It's in the Tigers clubhouse. And you just roll with it. Like, I don't have to find the way they play entertaining. It's largely not. And I don't have to believe that it'll work long term. It won't. But in this weird space with 10 games to go, what have you and I been saying the last 2 weeks? Guys, their chances are way better than what Fangraphs is saying.
Yeah.
In the here and now, could I see it getting them in? Yes. 51% is where I'm at. I would like to state for the record, the RICO graph.
Because I have a black
51%. Fangraphs, 20. Which number do you believe more? Don't believe in the RICO graph, why? Simple question for the people.
Because Fangraph could not chart what that 10th inning was all about.
No.
That's what I mean when I say sometimes analytics are great. It's a good guideline, but you got to just believe in your eyes. And sometimes things don't make sense. Go with it. It's okay.
You can't have an analytic for voodoo.
There it is.
It's just what it is. This is voodoo. It's ridiculous.
Magic.
That's voodoo.
Okay.
Evil. This is evil voodoo. This is payback for the 09 collapse in game 163. This is voodoo on Steve Yzerman. Because the Wings screwed us in the spring, we're getting paid back in the fall. The sports gods know they owe the Motor City joy. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. I'm convinced AJ and Fetter. Do you remember the old Price is Right when the people would go up to the wheel with the jumbo numbers and they'd have to like hang off at a thing to get it to spin?
Oh, yeah.
And they spin the wheel, right? If that wheel had faces of relievers on there in their bullpen, AJ could spin that wheel and no matter where it comes up, Dennis Eckersley. It doesn't matter at this point.
See, I kind of see it as him at a dartboard and just closing his eyes and going like this. Boom. And you.
But the confidence level's contagious. You can feel it. You can see it. This is playoff baseball. And again, I know people are going to yell at me, but like I think playoff baseball bogs down to a point. It's a very tough watch. Last night was a tough watch. You were excited about the result. The actual game itself, you're like, can someone get a hit, please? Like, please, God. And when Wenciel Perez comes up, I go, oh, my God, the game's over. And he misses it by 3 feet.
Yeah.
But there's one doubter.
Yeah.
Satan, right there.
I mean, Bobby
right
Witt. No.
With the
right there.
No, yeah. Yesterday I told you guys I was in.
No, you're not.
Yesterday
no
I said I believe.
You lied to him.
I was a deflator last week, but I've been inflated. I am in. I have a big one.
So do you accept my RICO graph number? Right now I'm at 51-49. They're getting in.
Okay, well, that's where I'll be at the deflator. I don't believe it's 51-49 they get in.
People, if you don't buy my RICO graph number, tell me why. 248-539-9797. And here's the other thing. If you're not into this at all, just help me understand. And I know it's football season. Believe me, the last thing I ever intended on a month ago was on September 17th, staying up till 11:30 at night and watching Tigers Royals. I actually view the space between football as when I get to have a life. Well, no, not in a pennant chase, you don't. So we're watching ball. But if you're not, what's it going to take to get you involved? Fangraph says 20%. The RICO graph, the mighty RICO graph, the virile RICO graph, 51%. Talk to me. Speak it, Kenny. People, you got a team that's got 10 games to go and a real shot to make the playoffs. You know, if you want to compare your favorite chili recipes, you can ticket text those to the morning show.
And if you're going to sit there and be like, well, I don't want to get hurt, it's the final 10 games.
Yeah, no one wants to hear it.
Okay?
Get hurt.
Final 10 games. This team believes in themselves. This team knows good things are going to happen to them.
They'll just catch
that break. And Mike and Susie believe that. I mean, even, okay, 10th inning, the Royals have a man on base, Witt's up the bat. I'm like, okay, just don't hit it out, and you're out. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, goodbye. You know what? Thanks for coming.
Yeah. They're going to win this thing.
When it went bulk, broken bat flare. I go, they're getting in. Yeah, I mean, and again, I mean, I don't want to be mean because it's 80 and sunny, but like certain people who are on the team's payroll, like you have to say certain things, but it gets to a point where no, when they're recognizing every break is going your way, just roll with it. Like it's kind of getting ridiculous. And frankly, they have the best bullpen in baseball. Hanafy, Gunther, Salmon, Bo Brisky, Will Vest, Foley.
maybe we should have saw this coming because, Mike, it seemed like every other outing, it was a bullpen day where they would just throw all the guys out there. And normally it's like, okay, that's you chalk that up as an auto loss, but they were winning. Earlier in the season, there were a lot of bullpen games that it looks like it's the fruits of their labor is paying off because now these guys are coming in there utmost confidence.
It's a competition between each bullpen arm who can be more dominant. That's how I look at it. These guys are, I mean, Herder, the kid with the sweeper, where have you been all my life? Can I get him in pinstripes for a playoff run? Like, who are these people? It doesn't matter. I'm convinced AJ and Fetter could find somebody off the street and they could give him 2/3 in a fireman situation. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, it's between the pitching and a little bit of the defense. You saw that catch that Meadows made just running into center field.
Did you see the analytics on the catch?
What was the analytics? I didn't see that.
He was covering 26 feet a second.
Jesus. So he's got that Arch Manning speed.
He does. No, Meadows is a gold glove center fielder. It's just whether he can hit long term. Now, he's hit. He's turned it on. He was horrific to start the year. That level of defense, that no. That's you can always play that. It's just whether he can earn his way to the top of the order or does he end up just being, just in heavy quotations, a gold glove center fielder who hits eighth. Kenny, he was flying.
Yeah, it's between all that and the, like you said, the voodoo. If that would have just been a regular ho-hum 2-1 or 3-1 win, I'm not so sure I'd be in and all on board. But, I mean, the balk into the broken bat, I'm like, this team just doesn't want to die. They don't get a choice to die
because the demon spawn they've made a deal with will not allow it. Like, the Tigers are one step from wearing glass vials with Satan's blood around their neck. Jeez. They are,
jeez,
this is voodoo. It's New Orleans voodoo. It's
that
just
you. Okay.
It is, man. Get a skull and crossbones and a top hat. I mean, it is voodoo. Need a break? You're getting a break.
Skeleton painted face. Okay.
Want to die? We ain't letting you die. Joe Boo ain't letting you die. Where's that rum? That's what it is. I mean, it's amazing. Do you realize the Royals had a runner on base each of the first six innings? The Royals had the bases loaded in back-to-back innings, did not score.
Yep.
One of which you got out of the jam in one pitch. One pitch.
One pitch. Yeah.
And then you win the game, not even by getting a real hit, a balk into a broken bat flare at the most opportune time after you didn't advance the runner with the first out, after you needed voodoo, blood vial to get the guy to third, followed by more skeleton voodoo, shatter bat fun.
Yep.
Don't try to figure it out. Just go. I used the example yesterday. Yeah, partially because I love horse racing, but like, California Chrome was bred out of a cat and a dog. Cost $10,000 total. Total. The horse smoked the Kentucky Derby. The horse went on to win $15 million overall. Don't try to figure it out. Horse fast. Horse good.
What about the pedigree?
Oh, mama fast. Was a hoe. Don't care. Horse fast. Joe Boo rum. So, David, you want to? Are you actually in? You're not in with the Rico grab.
I can't do the Rico. I'm 51, man. That's tough, man.
David, they don't have a pitching. Tough things on this show.
I can't do it. I can't do 51 right now.
Fangraphs got you at 20. I got you on the Recometer at 51%. You're making the playoffs because the voodoo, David. We should go to the blood bank and get some necklaces made. That's where we're at with Tiger baseball. It don't make sense, and I don't really care to try to make sense of it. I spend my whole life trying to make sense of stuff, and I'm cynical and pragmatic, and who cares? The reality is, just for 10 games, for the 25 I've been really paying attention, well, what's there to make sense of?
This was a part of a master plan. Let me help you.
No.
Stop.
No. Once you stop trying to make sense, it becomes enjoyable. You throw up your hands and say, yep.
I voodoo. Expect that. Let me ask you a question. Would it be offensive to sell blood necklaces at Comerica for the fans?
That would be offensive.
I don't think so.
We call the Tigers the voodoo crew.
Actual blood?
No. You buy a tiger paw, you get a little blood vial playoff drive necklace. What's the problem?
You say we should put gel in it.
Yeah, Kool-Aid maybe not actual it. Blood. Okay. But yeah.
What if you put like rock and rye in there?
Okay. That I can go with that.
Something.
Detroit gets a rough enough. They don't need blood in the vial. Don't
no, it shows we're committed to voodoo. 248-539-9797. I want to know if you're buying what I'm selling.
No, it is.
Kenny is in.
Kenny is seeing the Tigers as his Jack Golke.
Hi, Kenny.
The shots are just falling, Kenny. You're going to beat Kentucky.
Kenny's all up in that Tiger baseball. Good for you, Kenny.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David, ticket text before we get to the people. But I have offered you, I'm done with Fangraphs. I don't think Fangraphs respects your baseball team. I don't think they've fully comprehended the clownery of the Minnesota Twins. And I don't think Fangraphs has an analytic for voodoo. This team is wearing blood necklaces. We need to sell them at Comerica. We need to market those. Forget the, you know what? If you join the 1901 Society, you get a voodoo necklace. Because that's all this is. It's voodoo.
It is.
Every break, every moment, every pitch, everything. It's the Tigers are getting it their way. So don't try to figure it out. 51%, 49% split. You're making the playoffs. F Fangraphs.
So the voodoo crew. I like that.
Voodoo crew.
Sounds better than the duct tape crew.
Buy the crazy puffs. Get a blood necklace. Can you imagine how scared opposition would be in the playoffs coming to Comerica? 50,000 people wearing a blood necklace. Come on.
Dandy said it last night with Parker's catch that he didn't believe the stats, said that he had an 11% chance to catch it. It doesn't always equate. Fangraphs are about as accurate as the 2016 polling numbers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I'm talking now.
Matt and Wixom says, I believe the 51 because how could this have worked out? The last three games are against the White Sox and the Twins finish in Boston.
Two words. Voodoo. I know it's one word, but it really should be two.
It's hyphenated. We'll go with that.
I want to believe, but they can't seem to get over this 1.5 game hurdle. I'm still a deflator.
Oh, man.
That could all change in 48 hours.
Josh in a truck says, wife walked in on me watching the game last night, quickly threw a pillow over my lap, changed the channel to Cinemax.
That's right.
I'm all in, 51.
Man, you can't be putting that flagpole up indoors.
That may be the text of the day.
Winning.
What are you watching, Cinemax?
Oh, that's crazy. Fear of getting hurt is so dumb. Why do you like sports then?
So tonight I want Oral Roberts.
Being a sports fan is mostly getting hurt. Go Tigers. I am in. Ryan in Auburn Hills.
The point is, if you're not in now, what will it take? Because it's voodoo. It's not even an insult to call it that. It just is. There's not a bullpen in the history of baseball that's been on a run like this. I mean, what is this, the 96 Yankees? And these guys are off the scrap heap. Doesn't matter. Voodoo.
Yeah. Don't think you got Hall of Famers.
Nobody pitches complete games anymore. Really? Hold my beer. Kata Montero, 96 pitches. Voodoo.
You mean that wasn't Greg Maddux?
Hey, out of nowhere, Casey Mize is throwing like 7 miles an hour faster. Voodoo. Can't get a hit. Don't need one. Balk, broken bat. Voodoo. Pinch hit. Double off the wall. Voodoo. Just, honestly, have voodoo night at the ballpark. We're sacrificing chickens, blood necklaces. We should all do a satanic prayer. Have David lead it. Shock and awe.
I don't know about that.
And then we baptize Rico in the Detroit River. Voodoo night at the park.
I'm going to double up with the devil.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys. You guys can head on out to the park.
Voodoo. David, ticket text. Go ahead. Then we'll get to the call.
We believe best things about the Tigers' run is if they get in, nobody wants to play us. That is from Ahmad in a truck.
I don't want to go there. I'm not going to sit here and act like people are trembling in their boots to play you. Let's cool out on that.
Not trembling in the boots, but yeah, if you have Scooble going out in game one, you win that. The home team is already down.
Blood necklaces.
and they're desperate.
Parker Meadows is Jackie Bradley Jr. defense, but actually has potential at the dish. I'm 51 all in.
Okay, so you agree with my number, not Fangraphs. Okay, this is good. Kenny, do you agree with my number? Now, just because you've accepted the voodoo, do you agree with my number?
I agree with the number, and I'm glad you put it at 50 and not something outlandish like
51.
70 or 80.
No, 51-49, they're getting in.
Because it's still 1.5, they still have the tiebreaker game, but yes.
Twins 51. Will lose that, don't worry. The way this is written in the scripture, Rico already gave me the preview in Corinthians. There's a line in there about the Twins losing on a Thursday afternoon after Jesus crawled out from a rock. It's done.
Close.
Who needs water into wine? Get your water into wine.
It was a log, not a rock, but yes, you're close.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, Devin says 51%, baby. Let's go, Tigers, all in.
And again, this is a good kind of like a straw poll. Are we willing to, like, I've had doubts about the Fangraphs thing for 2 weeks. Let's just take Fangraphs, throw it in the garbage. Mm-hmm. 51%. That's your number, not 20. We're going to get to the callers. We've said it all. We've touched base with the ticket techs. Now, you always have a guy for everything. Remember the one time you hired the guy to buy Rieger's debt? You got a guy for everything. You got a guy who can make blood necklaces? Little old English D on there?
Make a call.
That playoff game, one side it's an old English D, on the other it says 97 on the ticket. I'm sure the team would be thrilled. Come on. Okay. Come on. You got a guy?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. That's all. David, we'll go to the phones next. We will get to college football today too, guys. Like, don't stress. We're going to do it. We're going to talk Michigan. Voodoo. But we got to start with the Tigers. And it was a big day when Kenny stopped outing and just said, F it. I'm going to have a good time. Your phone calls are next. 97.1. Now, David's the last man standing. He is not subscribed. I have submitted to the universe. I'm not even trying to figure it out. Tigers are making the playoffs. We go to Dan on a cell. Danny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, what's going on, guys? Hey, Rico, how you doing?
Excellent. Hey, Dan. What's on your mind?
This team reminds me of my 2011 Cardinals that really used the voodoo and took the life out of Ron Washington, Mike's favorite haircut in all of Major League Baseball. And
poor Ron Washington.
Well, you said it. You said it, Mike. And I told Doug and Gator, Chris Fetter is the new, whoever Tony La Russa's pitching coach. The new.
He's like the new Leo Mazzoni or Mel Stottlemyre.
The new Dave Duncan. He's the new Dave Duncan, right?
He's so unbelievable.
Tony La Russa's Dave Duncan for years. And so when I look at that 2011 Cardinals team, Ryan Theriault, come on, David Freese used to play baseball next to my house at a community college. Those guys weren't stars. They just found the right stroke at the right time and really went through the playoffs on that miracle of infield fly rule against the Braves in 2011. And they just found the right chemistry towards the end of the year. And I think that's what the Tigers have done here. That's hell of a reason to watch them. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Danny, it's something very simple, is that 90% of sports can make sense and it can be pragmatic and based on math. And I've spent my career, I'm pragmatic and I am cynical. That's just how I am. But there has to be a 10% where it doesn't make sense and the best teams don't win or the odds aren't representative of what actually happens. Like Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame. How? They could play 100 times. That might be the one time it happened. That's why we keep coming back for more.
See, I think the odds are even greater than that, Mike.
Than 51%?
No. The 90% things go the way that they're supposed to. I think that we think that way, but in essence, it's like there's a city in the desert built off of, hey, games don't go the way you think they're going to go. Trust us on this. I mean, I was watching a little snippet of your cash or ticket, and you're like, guys, we had the worst week ever, and it happens.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
I know what you do with your research.
It don't matter.
You throw it out the window.
Fugazi.
Because then all of a sudden somebody just walks in and says, I think that team's going to win.
Yeah. Touchdown, yeah. Saints, yeah. Again and again. Let's go over to Ian, 97.1. Ian, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Voodoo Tuesday.
Voodoo Tuesday. Talk to me.
Two things. First things first, you guys had a show about a week or two ago about the magic number being four or the Fangraph at nine.
Yeah.
I was screaming at my radio saying four games behind. That was a comfortable vote. Now, with that being said, I am not on the Rico plan. I feel the Tigers need to do something in Baltimore this weekend. Right now, it's 60-40. Tigers are not making the playoffs. If they win two out of three in Baltimore and they come home and they play the Rays and the White Sox the last six games of the season, I'm on board. If they have a terrible weekend against Baltimore, I'm not on board.
Okay. And look, Ian, I respect that. Yeah. And you're right.
That's fair.
It could totally change in a blink of an eye.
But, Ian, why wait till the weekend? Believe now.
No.
Well, it's hard to believe now. I like what you guys did with the Bible about, like, you know, on the seventh day, the Twins lose to the Guardians on Thursday. That was awesome.
That's it.
But that's it. And now, with that being said, if they do lose on Thursday, you know, they got to go. Honestly, guys, they got to go two out of three in Baltimore. They really do.
Okay.
I know one out of three is not going to cut it.
No, listen, Ian, you still have a tall mountain to climb, but it's shifted from this thing of, look, at the start, like let's say they put one good week in the books and your odds are 0.3% of making it. No, you're not going to sit here in good conscience and be like, yeah, we're going to go 30-8. But now that you've laid down this amount of tape and you've gotten to this point with 10 games to go, I kind of just look at it and go, all right, if it hasn't fallen apart now, it's not going to. The voodoo's real. We're practicing blood magic and we're just moving with it. I mean, look at it. Look at, guys, if you're not watching the games, that's fine. When I tell you everyone they bring out of the bullpen is Mariano Rivera, just that's what's happening.
Yeah. You're catching every break. You're believing every break. Because I'm quite sure every Twins fan held their breath saying, we're about to lose this game.
Duren loaded the bases. They had to get him out of the game. You know, winning run is at the plate. The Twins.
And they felt like they were going to lose.
Yeah.
And they won, but I promise you, every fan was thinking, here we go again. We're here. We're saying the same thing, except for it's positive.
Yes.
Oh, well, we didn't move that guy over in the 10th inning. Just wait.
Balk.
Oh.
Now hold bat on. Single. Right. Now your bat will turn into the bird that Randy Johnson killed.
Yeah.
Single. Like, okay. Voodoo.
Still remember that.
Go to Mike, Rochester Hills. What's up, Mikey?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Good, hey. Man. What's on your mind?
Good. So, baseball reasons why we are winning. It's defensively, you've got a center fielder shaded the left center, and he makes a ball in the gap in right center look easy catching it. Like, watching it live, you're like, oh, that was a nice catch. But then you see the replay, and you're like, oh, my gosh, he was flying. It's Riley Green robbing a home run when he's your normal everyday right fielder. He plays left field last week, and he robs a home run against the Rockies. It's stuff that they're playing good defense and then turning double plays up the middle. Colt Keith and Sweeney have something going, I believe, for the future.
Okay, I don't on the last one, but I'll keep it positive. Everything else, I'm
okay.
No, I mean, Mike, it's all good. It just do you subscribe Fangraph saying you have a 20% shot or the Rico graph saying 51%?
I called in last week, and I said that I thought they were going to make the playoffs because the 9% made sense to me. Or, excuse me, the 3.5 back from the Twins made sense. There's no way I can't say the 51% doesn't make sense. I'm 100% on board. And instead of the blood, I think we can get a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. We don't want people puking in the stands. You know, a little Major League Baseball reference or Major League reference there.
Yeah, here, give this to Joe Boo. Yeah, no, it's Mike, you're at that point, and the most dangerous thing in sports, it's belief. It's why when you let a bad team hang around, they often beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you decide you're going to play, it doesn't matter. This team clearly knows what's going on. You heard it the other night. I think they interviewed Colt Keith, and he talked about, yes, I looked at the scoreboard 36 times. I couldn't avoid it. Mm-hmm. They know, and they know they're on a roll. And you know what this is now? Every guy doing their individual job at an individual moment. This bullpen, there's not a, you could have an all-star bullpen. Rico, I could take, like if I gave you the ability to draft six relievers of your choice, build your dream bullpen, it would not have the numbers this bullpen has in the last month.
No.
That's insane.
The funny thing is, you may have hit upon something, Mike.
Tell me.
The fact that, no, everybody is just doing their job and not having to overcompensate for someone else because of deficiencies. Because everybody is doing that, yeah, it makes it look a lot easier. You don't have a player out there. I'm not saying it's because Bias was playing, but...
Do it. Give in to the temptation.
This is a guy that was helping other teams win.
That's right.
So now you got to maybe swing a little harder at the plate. Throw the ball a little harder.
Hey, what's that record since Harvey died? It's probably like 20-5.
So, yeah, I think that right now everybody is doing their job. You know, and not having to do their job plus a little bit of somebody else's.
You know, fun note, Rico. Creating a blood vial necklace can carry different meanings depending on the context and intent behind it. Here are some points to consider. Cultural significance. What, Kenny, I'm doing the research here. Do you know that in some cultures, using blood and jewelry can have spiritual and symbolic energy?
Yes.
Might be seen as a way to connect with ancestors and represent life force or signify a playoff chase. May have made up the last part. Gotta get with it, man. We're summoning the bones of Hank Greenberg. Blood necklace. 248-539-9797. We will continue with the people.
I love when you find out new facts.
It's exciting. Did you know that the act of using blood can carry symbolic weight? Mm-hmm. It can represent love, sacrifice, or playoff chases. And it may evoke associations with blood magic.
You mean the facts that has been in African culture?
Shh, oh, David, God, David, sorry, David, sorry. Just let him go with it.
First of all.
Let him go with it.
First of all. The last I checked, I am selfish. And we are using this for our gain. I don't really care about what was going on in Africa in 200 BC. I care right now that if blood necklaces can help me get more balks and broken back singles and ground balls on split fingers, that's what I care about.
He's African American.
Thanksgiving.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.